scavenger hunt. The boy was devising a game for his father, who might soon wake from a nap, his third that day. He called his son the boy, since the surgeon's knife had sliced most names from his memory. The boy called his father Mr. Gus when they were playing pirates. In his best first grade printing, he wrote instructions on small squares of paper for Mr. Gus to find the treasure chest. Number one, go to the bathroom. He smiled at his joke and placed a second note on the toilet tank. Go to the bedroom. A third, living room. Yes, go to the living room. He knew his mother would help Mr. Gus read the clues. Number four, kitchen. Number five, treehouse ladder. Number six, ship. The derelict porch at the back of the house, loaded with all a seagoing scalawag could hope for. In time, Mr. Gus found the boy's cherished booty. Bits of sea glass, polished stones, foreign coins, and his great Aunt Jane's discarded pearls and brooches. They're yours, Mr. Gus, all for you. Mr. Gus loved the boy with all his heart and soul. He knew where his heart was and could even find his pulse points, but wondered obsessively about his soul. Was it there, behind his eyes, floating in the reservoir of tears? Perhaps in his throat that clutched when the boy piped sea shanties they'd sung together. Maybe in his gut, where he would shit it out as a last angry act. Or his lungs, where it would leave in the death rattle he knew was approaching. He tried to picture it hovering somewhere in a never-never land until it was joined by the boys decades hence. He heard the boy calling and found him standing on the toilet lid, rummaging through the medicine cabinet above, pulling out bottles and tubes and vials. "This is what the doctor will do," the boy shouted. "She'll go through all the pills in her closet and way at the back. She'll find the ones that will fix your sickness." His voice bounding from the walls. Their blue eyes met in a gaze of longing and possibility. The boy touched his father's grizzled face, then jumped to the floor. "Want to play sword fight, Mr. Gus? I'll find the cutlass." And he ran from the room.